Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift, a place for inspiration. Starting off our week is Sophie Ungerleiter. Sophie's from Boston, Massachusetts.
The paper was due in a week, at the end of the semester. But it was hard to focus. Besides wanting to get a good grade, I really wanted to impress my professor, with whom I wished I had a more positive relationship. Feeling physically and mentally worn out, I reached out to a Christian Science practitioner for prayer support, mentioning I didn't know how I would find the time to pray. But I said I'd try to take advantage of walks to and from class and other brief periods. She shared that the Bible says we can let go of our burdens and trust them to God, a reminder that this was not all on my shoulders. As the week progressed, I was able to give more attention to my paper, but I was still struggling to find all of the sources and information. The practitioner also reminded me of this passage from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God is not separate from the wisdom He bestows. To me, that said that because God is ever-present and expresses His wisdom everywhere, and that because I am a holy spiritual child of God, I must reflect that wisdom. I couldn't be separate from it any more than God could. In another conversation with a practitioner, she reminded me of when Jesus walked on the water, that He walked over the waves, not into or through them. And I could do the same metaphorically. So I flipped the mental picture to find the good in everything I was doing. And wow, there was lots of it. 24 hours before the deadline, I was pulling together the paper when I got a notification from a news source I subscribed to. A huge article had just been released with findings that exactly matched my paper's focus. It included everything I needed. I finished the paper with a deep love for my topic and received not only a good grade, but also positive feedback about what I'd written and about my work in the class overall. Looking back, I'm reminded of a second healing. The professor with whom I didn't have the best relationship ended up becoming a valued mentor, and this course, largely because of the professor, was one of the most educational classes I took in college.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.